Hi, my name's Tom, and I'll be 60 in April. I remember when I was little, maybe 7 or 8, something like that, trying to work out which year I'd be 60 in. When I did it seemed like such a long way to go, but here I am. Well, at least I get free prescriptions. I was only diagnosed with HIV just before Christmas in 2016, so I haven't been living with it for as long as some people. I'm a man who has sex with men. I guess that makes me gay. Most of my sexually active life has been in the shadow of HIV. My diagnosis was unexpected. I had a few peculiar episodes that my doctors thought may have been due to my hepatitis C, so I was referred for a checkup, and as part of that checkup, I was asked if I wanted to have an HIV test, which I agreed to. The positive result came as a shock. That's when my journey of living with HIV started. However, I wasn't a stranger to HIV. I spent much of my life living in London from the late 80s onwards. I made friends and then lost friends to the virus. I had to put up with the ignorance and stigma surrounding HIV, such as the gay plague, etc., etc. I also lived in Sydney for a year or so and experienced the same sort of ignorance. I had a partner in Sydney, whom I lost to AIDS, and from the mid-90s to the mid-2000s, I had a partner in London who was HIV positive and still is. HIV has always been there in much of my life. When I found out I was positive, I had a wealth of pharmaceutical and medical knowledge due to my education. I had all the rational information that I needed. I was aware of all the advances in treatments and the implications of that, but it didn't stop me from harking back to the bad old days. Why should I do that? I really wanted to talk to someone there and then who had gone through the same thing. The odd thing was that I knew lots of people who had, and I had spoken about it with them. When it happens to you, though, you just need to have someone who will listen. Thankfully, I found that support at the same time as starting treatment for both my Hep C and HIV. Thanks to my treatments, I'm now living very, very, very well with HIV. And thankfully, not living with hepatitis C. I'm very lucky. I knew too many people who contracted this virus at the wrong time. If it had been now, they may still be here. To reap the benefits of modern treatments, you need to know what your status is, so you can start the treatment straight away. Left untreated, HIV will cause damage to your body and you can pass it on. Knowing your status protects you, protects those around you, protects those and those you make love to. Being a man who has sex with other men, or a gay man, whatever you want to call me, has always set me aside from the mainstream. I don't have a problem with the mainstream, and I don't think that the mainstream should have a problem with me or anyone else from a minority. Things have moved on, but there is always further to go. Being gay and living with HIV doesn't make me any different to anyone else who's living with HIV. But there is still a considerable amount of ignorance and misinformation surrounding living with HIV. It's really important that we do all we can to rectify that. That's why I want to share some of what it means to me to live with HIV. Once upon a time, it would have killed me, not now. My living with HIV has made me a much stronger person. Thank you for listening.